When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Pot It Together podcast. I'm Nicole and I'm joined by my lovely co-host Adam and Becky.
Hello.
How are you today?
Oh, just peachy. I'm actually feeling very chipper today.
Yeah,
you
are chipper.
I am feeling very chipper. Yeah.
Well, so today we're going to talk about our favorite plant destinations, where we want to travel to that just has the best plants, you know, like bucket list places I'm talking about here. And Then we're also going to talk about flying with plants, like if you were to purchase plants on vacation and how you would travel with such plant, and maybe some places to go to like while on vacation or how to look for planty places.
Yep.
But first, let's catch up and mustard.
You know the drill.
You know the drill.
All right. So, Becca, how was your week? What have you been up to?
Okay. This week has been lots of pumpkins. So I'm making fabric pumpkins. I'm selling them on my website. If there's any available, you should head over to my website. I don't know how quickly they'll sell, if they will sell. No clue, honestly. So if you're interested, head over to my site. But yeah, my time has basically been just setting that up on my website and like just doing stuff around the house, basically. For some reason, my house keeps getting really messy, which means like I'm more productive right now. So I'm just like using things, and my house is just like in a constant state of mess. And last night I did like a quick power clean before I went to bed. And even though it was like midnight, I'm so glad that I did it, because I got woken up this morning by the doorbell. Ding dong.
Oh no.
The chimney people came to clean up our chimney.
Oh.
So that was embarrassing. Because you know, like when you wake up, you look like you've been sleeping. Like,
yeah.
And it was like 8:30, and this guy's already at work at my house. So I just feel like a slob every time that happens. And I feel like I need to justify the fact that I worked until midnight. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh no. Yeah. I was like, oh, sorry. Like, my husband didn't say what time you were coming. Like, I'm a bit of a night owl, so I was still sleeping. Like, oh no. It's like when you like
your face is just so perfect there. I wish I would have recorded that. You look like a scary ventriloquist doll.
Yeah, it's like so cringe. Like, I hate that. I'm not ashamed that I sleep late at any other time other than when somebody is like coming to do something in my house and I'm still asleep. Like, no shame otherwise.
Being judged.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're like, what a slob. Like, you're at home, like, you're not at work, and you're sleeping. I'm like, oh, God.
But on a Wednesday. What are you doing?
Yeah, it's a little embarrassing, but what can you do? So they cleaned up the chimney. We found out that there's some parts on the inside that's broken. We need to replace. It'll work fine. We just need to replace them. And it is freaking expensive. Like,
yeah.
What? The of all the things that I expected to be expensive in my life, that's not one of them. Like, parts for a wood stove. And apparently this wood stove is made by like one of the top two brands. Like, and it's really old as well. So it's like, I don't know. Anyway, I think it's made out of soapstone. Does that sound familiar? Soapstone?
Yeah, I don't know much about them.
I don't know if it's soapstone. I thought it was tile. Like, I'm such an idiot. I was like, oh, yeah, the tile is, like, cracked. He's like, oh, sweetie, this isn't tile. It's soapstone or whatever it is. He was really, really kind. He's, like, one of the only people that, well, actually a lot of the people who have come to work on our house have been really sweet, but he was very kind. I didn't feel stupid talking to him about these things, which is the best, because yeah. I have no idea what I'm talking about or anything. So he's like, oh honey, that's not tile, it's this special stone that can get really hot and radiate heat. And I was like, wow, okay, cool, thanks.
Oh, you're talking anyway. About the stone around your fireplace, not the fireplace yeah. itself. Okay.
Oh, no, no. The fireplace is made of this stone.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah, it, like, looks like ugly tile. Like, wait, I don't...
Can I get a... Can you just, like, show it to me? Because I feel like I just thought it was yeah. a regular fireplace.
No, I think I know what you're talking about.
Show me that stone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it does look like just, like, tile.
It does. So the inside of that is broken?
Back to the mic. Yes.
Okay.
There's a pipe on the inside that like looks like it melted or something. Like at some point somebody got it way, way too hot and some things melted and like are just old. Because there's obviously a limit to the heat it can handle. So it got way too hot. At some point, we don't know when, it wasn't from us. But anyway, so there's like this tube in there that's kind of melted off and it has like a big opening and it's bringing in too much air. So that explains why the fireplace would burn through fire so quickly or burn through wood so quickly.
Oh.
We figured it was a seal issue and it is because it's... letting in way too much air. Anyway, this is like such a niche thing to deal with, but
well, it's funny that you bring that up though, because when we bought the house, one of the things on our list of things that they needed to do was clean out the chimney and do like a full fireplace sweep and and all that. And out of like the four things on there, which I thought were all super minor, that's the one thing they complained about. So it must be pretty expensive.
Yeah
to get it cleaned out. It was like $200 to get just like
that's not terrible considering like you don't want your house to set on fire.
It's like a small price to pay to not have my house go up in flames from a chimney fire, especially because the wood we're burning isn't like seasoned for multiple years. So I have lots of people like trying to explain to me that you should have your wood seasoned and blah, 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 which is true, but you don't have to. You just need to make sure that your chimney doesn't have too much debris in it if you don't have seasoned wood. But like we did have a little bit of seasoned wood last year, but we'd have to go buy it because...
What does that mean? Like, it's just treated so where it doesn't, like, ash off as much?
It's just older. Like, it was cut maybe, like, last season or the season before.
So it's dried out completely. Like, there's no, like,
whatever moisture.
Sap. Or any of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be more ideal, obviously. But we're not exactly in a situation where we were able to cut, like, a shit ton of wood last year. We were kind of, like... chopping wood in -6, so we didn't exactly have the capacity to fill up our wood rack after that.
Oh my gosh, if this was a YouTube video, we would cut to Becca chopping wood.
Oh my
gosh, we would.
Cue the B-roll. Horrible.
When I was younger, our chimney started on fire in our house.
Oh my god.
Like all of a sudden someone was like beating on our sliding glass door and it was the neighbor, and my mom opened the door because, you know, back then if someone's beating on your door you were just like, I'm gonna open it and see who's there because the world was less scary. And they were like, I just heard this like high-pitched scream, your house is on fire. And the chimney was like, the chimney inside was on fire because I just don't know if my parents never thought about needing to get cleaned or what.
I didn't think you needed to. I'm like,
scary.
You burn wood, it's going to get dirty. Like, what's the problem?
Yeah.
It is scary.
I thought about asking him, like, oh, is this like modern day chimney sweeping? But I didn't know if that was offensive. So I didn't say it. Just like to make conversation because I'm sitting there like watching them work. And I'm like... oh, is this like the chimney sweeps from Mary Poppins?
I was just going to say, like, if you would have went upstairs and came down in, like, a full-on Mary Poppins outfit and been like, so when do we dance?
She's got the umbrella.
Or you're just like swinging around in the kitchen. A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine.
The medicine go down. The medicine go down. Yeah, I didn't know if that was like offensive, so I didn't say it. I don't know. But yeah, it was a good experience. But yeah, I do have to pay a good chunk of cash for those parts, which sucks. Mm-hmm. But hopefully it'll keep it so that the fireplace is more efficient and then we don't have to run our actual heater. So maybe we'll just trade off the cost, which,
yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. Owning a house sucks when this kind of stuff happens because it's like, well, dang it, I have to fix this, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the stuff that you don't want to spend money on.
Yeah, exactly. You
know? Exactly. I don't know if this is the same in every state, but in Illinois, when I bought my house in Illinois, the home inspector said that, like, inspecting fireplaces is not part of the stuff they have to do. Like, a home inspector isn't forced to do that, but my home inspector mm-hmm. did. So they, like, gave me recommendations on the fireplace. But mm-hmm. it just seems so weird that everything in your house is under the purview of a home inspector. except the fireplace. Like, what? Like, that's...
Yeah,
that
the one thing that could...
So much damage, but no, we so don't have to issues. Inspect that.
That's so our, strange.
Our inspector inspected it. That's how we knew it needed a sweep.
Yeah.
Maybe they've changed it since then. I don't know.
Yeah, actually, this is funny. The guy told me that there's, like, a crack at the top of the chimney that we have to fix, like, outside, which is another large chunk of change. Unfortunately, but he's like, yeah, your inspector should have found that when you had the house inspected because that's a hazard because water will get into your house and, you know, mold and things. And, you know, Dan and I, we feel like we are kind of like screwed out of a lot of things with the buy. Like it wasn't exactly like as clean as we thought, you know, like maybe our realtor was a little sketchy. I don't really know. But there's been so many things where we're like, oh, that should have been done. Like when we moved in, their previous person was supposed to have all their stuff out, but they didn't. So we had to pay because they couldn't contact the seller. They couldn't contact them anymore. They never changed their address. We still get all their mail. I'm like, what?
What the heck?
Yeah.
You know, I think they do take advantage of first-time home buyers too, especially with you guys being out of state. It's just like, because it just feels like the whole real estate process is a kind of a you scratch our back, we'll scratch yours. Like your real estate person may know the sellers. So then they kind of like try to force you into buying it. Not saying that they do, but then like the real estate person also knows a home inspector. So instead of getting like the best home inspector, you got maybe one of their buddies who doesn't do the best job. Like it all sucks. Right.
And we'll pass it along just to help out their friend. Like, I didn't want to believe Daniel when he was saying that because I want to see the best in people and I want to be positive. But stuff like that keeps coming up and we're like, what do you mean the inspector didn't pick up on that? Like they were on the roof. Like they inspected the roof.
Right.
They had to inspect the chimney. They didn't notice there was a crack. Like,
right.
And it didn't. I asked him, I was like, did this happen in the last year? He's like, no, definitely not. That's like a long time thing. So I don't know. I think if we buy a house again, like we don't know if this is going to be our forever home, you know, so that's why I say if we buy another house, we're definitely going to be a lot more thorough in like checking things out because it'll probably be another out of state purchase based on, you know, just how our life is. So we're just going to have to be really thorough and like take multiple trips there. You know what I mean? To make sure everything's okay. Because like it's not a bad I don't know. I think we paid too much. All things considered, and that's kind of a sucky feeling, but you can't undo it now.
No.
Yeah. And you can't really be too hard on yourself either because you are first-time home buyers. You don't know about buying a house. Like that would be our situation too. I've learned so much just from watching my parents buy this house that it's like, okay, now I know a little bit of what to look for, but there's at least a dozen things that I would have never even thought of that like you're relying on other people to do for you. And to be honest about, and like you said, like you want to give people the benefit of the doubt just because this is their profession. But when you're passing down referrals from person to person and everybody's in it for the wrong reasons, maybe then it becomes a little unfortunate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, did you have to do radon testing in your house before you bought it? Like, did they That was a thing in Illinois where I was, and I'm just like, what is radon testing? And I was like looking at it, and it's apparently just like a gas that leaks out of the ground that could actually cause some like major issues health-wise.
Oh yeah. Well, we didn't have to do it here, but
do you guys have a radon daycare? Do you have a system that like on the house?
We might. Maybe it was recently checked and that's why we didn't have to do it. I'm not sure what it was, but I do know that it's required because when I had a daycare 10 years ago, I had to pass that shit like every couple of years. I had to send it in.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Did you have to do that?
I don't know what that is. It doesn't sound familiar. I mean, maybe, but I never handled anything like that. That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know. There's a lot that goes into it, almost so much where I'm like, I don't know, we bought this house. Maybe we'll just stick with it, you know? we bought it when we were young, and maybe by the time we're a lot older, it'll be worth a lot of money, and we'll just keep it.
Like, yeah, there you go.
Who knows? But I don't know. We'll see. We'll just have to see. But that's basically my update. Like, I just, being a homeowner. That's what I've been up to, so.
A crafty homeowner.
A crafty homeowner with a messy freaking house.
I have a feeling that those pumpkins are going to fly off of the shelf or wherever you're keeping them because they're so cute and I want them all. So
they're adorable.
If you're not able to pick one up, guys, I'm sorry. It's because I purchased them all. Okay, moving on. Adam, how was your week?
My week's been pretty chill. Not much going on. I am leaving tomorrow to fly back to Illinois.
I know, it makes me very sad.
To help my friend Zach pack up all of his stuff and move out to Arizona. So that's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Jay was like, wait, why are you recording on a Wednesday? And I was like, well, because he's actually coming to Illinois tomorrow. And he's like, okay, when were you going to tell me you had plans? And I was like, I don't. He's like, wait, he's coming here? You're not going to see him? I was like, no, he's going to be 3 hours away. And he's like, okay, that's not a reason not to see each other. But anyway, and I was like, well, I have to work all weekend. And he's helping his friend move. And he was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. So I get to make that road trip again, which I'm excited about. Well, kind of excited. I don't know. But my friend Zach has a cat named Hank, and the Hank is like the chillest cat. The first time I met Hank was when I was back home. Well, when I was visiting you guys and I went up to Bloomington afterwards. Hank, like literally I opened the door, and not all cats are like this. Most cats are just like hide, like there's a new person house. Hank ran right up to me, started like rubbing him on my legs and was like, meow, meow. But... which is a good thing, but Hank is going to be staying with Steve and I in Patches because Zach can't have a cat where he's going to be at for the foreseeable future. So I'm a little nervous about Patches because she's been such a spoiled little, you know.
Yeah.
She's been all the focus for a while, and I'm like, oh, we're going to bring another cat. It's always going to be an adjustment, but I think it'll be fine. I hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think you're just worried about the unknown, but I do still think that, like, that they'll be fine. And like, I feel like cats are different than dogs. Like, cats will just separate. Like, they're not going to spend their days fighting or battling it out. Like, they'll just like not be around each other if they don't like each other, you know?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
But
cats,
I haven't,
are so different.
It's going to be another another cat to like, because Patches has never messed with my plants, and Zach is like really afraid that Hank will mess with my plants.
Oh,
and I was like,
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, so I'm really hoping that doesn't. I'm like, I'm hoping Hank will play with all the toys I've bought for Patches that she doesn't give a shit about, like that $300 wheel that she just like looks at. I was like, maybe Hank will run on it.
Yeah, and also like the tunnel system that you got her.
The wall thing.
Does she use that?
She does jump up there occasionally, but she doesn't usually get into that like little bubble thing very often.
Yeah.
Sometimes she'll jump on top of it. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh.
But yeah, other than that, just been watching some shows. Sex Education on Netflix. The Circle. Are you guys watching The Circle?
No.
No. It's a new season, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it good? I watched season 2. It was kind of cheesy. I didn't really like it.
Yeah. So I hate that it's like, hey, Circle, message potted together. Hey, fam. heart face emoji.
Oh yeah, it's kind of cringe. It's like hashtag double yeah. trouble. It's like there's no hashtags. Like why do shows want to make hashtags a thing again? Have you noticed
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Yeah, like you can't click on the hashtag to see like what's under it. But yeah. there's a hashtag that they've been using this season, hashtag real recognizes real, when it's just like catfishes saying it. And I'm like, this is so cringy. But yeah, I still watch the whole thing. And I'm invested. But I do think my opinions on the show are like, it just feels so slow. It's like every episode is like kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this is kind of boring. But this season's been kind of fun. They threw in some like different things and the finale just got released today. So I'm excited to watch it tonight.
Okay. So it's all out.
Because there's been some like relationships, but they're not the people you think they are. Like they're like starting a relationship within the circle, but it's a catfish, you know?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't watch. That doesn't sound like something I would enjoy. But I do have to tell you, have you heard of Midnight Mass?
No.
On Netflix?
Midnight Mass? Adam? I just saw it yesterday, yeah. I didn't watch
it. Okay, it's the same director as Hill House and a couple of the same actors in Hill House.
Oh, so it's like the third one of all of that?
It's not the third one. I don't think. Oh, no, I didn't even think to look that up. I don't think it is. But it's really good. Like a lot of the same angles, pop scares that Hill House and Bly Manor have. But we're like three episodes in and it's pretty good.
Spoopy
season.
Yeah.
I've been watching. Well, I was gonna say I've been watching Big Bang Theory. Did either of you watch that?
Oh my god!
I never have, but I hear it's funny.
I dressed like Sheldon for years. The graphic tee with like the long sleeve solid color shirt. I was like all about it. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know what like the general consensus of the show was like nowadays, because it's an older show and it finished in like 2019, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But like I was looking into it anyway. Yeah, I just wondered if there's other people that have like seen it and watched it and like liked it, because like so far it's really funny. I really like it. We're on season 3.
Yeah, I was obsessed with I don't think I finished it out because I have a problem when things that I love are ending. So I kind of just like don't finish them.
Yeah.
So they don't end.
So I didn't like watch the last two seasons, but I have like the first 5 seasons on DVD. Like I was a fanboy.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I loved
cool.
the show.
Yeah. Okay.
That's kind of how we're feeling about Glee. Like we've been watching Glee for the past couple of months and now there's only 6 episodes left of the last season and it's been like 2 weeks and we haven't watched any episodes. I was like, what's going on? Are we gonna pick this back up so we can finish it? And Mia's like, I don't want it to end. I was like, I know.
Yeah, I feel like that's such a common thing. Like you just in your mind, it's like you don't mean to do it, but it just starts happening. Like you're like, I'm just gonna avoid this breakup. I didn't finish Glee at all. I don't even know how it ended. I got to like when they're in New York, spoiler alert, when they're in New York, like in college.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's pretty much like I watched like maybe a couple episodes of that and then I was like, okay, this is kind of boring now. It's kind of weird.
It was weird once they like left high school, but then they still like they're still ending up there with weird jobs and I'm like, okay, in what reality does this happen to people? Because let me tell you, I didn't step foot back into my high school after I left it. Yeah. And I don't know a lot of people that have. But I mean, it's cute. It kind of shows you, like, teaches you a lot about friendships, I guess, and I'm enjoying it.
I think I stopped the same time Becca did. But also, on that note, there are kids that I went to school with who are now teachers in the high school that I went to, which just feels weird to me.
Yeah, I don't know about that. It feels a little, like, nostalgic, but I don't think that I would, I don't think I could do it.
Yeah.
Maybe for a few years. I don't know. I mean, it sounds like fun, but also like, are you just trying to relive the glory days or like what's really like the point, you know?
I feel like I would be depressed all the like that would be a depressing situation for me, like to be back in my high school as this 38-year-old adult.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know.
I don't know if that's for me.
Yeah.
Okay, Nicole, let's hear about your week.
Well, okay. So, update. I'm officially a suburbanite. I don't know if that's a real word, but I'm making it one. My dogs both got sprayed in the face by a skunk.
Oh, yes. Okay.
That's what it is. I was wondering what dramatic thing you're going to update. Okay, yeah.
I was telling them before we started recording that I have a great update and you guys know about it already. And Becca was like, what is it? I was like, you'll remember. So I was actually at a wedding and Jay was at a session and Mia was home. This was this past Saturday because her father and her stepmom had to work. So it was like a weird scheduled weekend. And, you know, my mom kind of just keeps an eye on the dogs, whatever, feeds them when we're at work or whatever. And usually she texts me throughout the night or I'll like hear from Jay, especially if Mia's here, like I'll hear from Mia. No one was texting me. And I was like, where's everybody been at? Maybe they're watching a movie, whatever, you know? So I come home, I pull up and the front porch light's on. Mia's standing in the driveway. Jay gets out of the truck because he pulled up like the same time I did, coincidentally, with like grocery bags of hydrogen peroxide and baking soda. And I'm like, what is going on? And I walk in the house and my mom's like, did you hear?
Your mom.
Did I hear about what? I was like, no, I didn't hear about. Nobody's texted me anything. I was wondering what you guys were doing. She's like, the dogs got sprayed. And Jay's like, calm down. It'll be fine. She's like, oh, yeah, of course you're going to say it'll be fine. Because we were both working. So it was like Mia, my mom, and my stepdad just like having the dogs on a leash, having to bathe them outside. There's this skunk wandering around. But what was weird was that like we're conscious of the fact that we have raccoons and skunks out here because it is, you know, we have a lot of land around us and they're there, you know?
Yeah.
So we know like when we take the dogs outside at night, like we have to be careful, but it wasn't even dark. It was like 6:30. The sky was still pretty bright and it was like a little orangey, like dusk time.
Yeah.
So like my thought is like, how did that skunk, you know, because skunks are nocturnal, right? Like they have a hard time seeing in bright light, right?
I know nothing about skunks.
Me either.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that this is right because I Googled the shit out of it. But anyway, so their eyes, like it's like fire, like they can't, they don't like the sun. So that's why they only come out at night. And I'm like, well, why? This is happening during the day now. Like, so what, we have to take our dogs outside on leashes now during the day? I bought everything known to man to try to get these things to stay out of the yard. I got one of those like ultrasonic rodent alarm things. I got a bright ass camping flashlight that has like a strobe setting on it. I mean, just everything. You guys, I'm just ready to move back to the city because my dogs still smell like skunk and I can't kiss them and I can't like give them hugs and it's so great. And it makes me nauseous. Like the smell is, this is so first world problems, but it's really gross. Like the smell is nauseating.
Yeah.
I kind of like the smell of skunks.
Oh God, I knew you were going to say that.
Have you ever smelled it up close though?
Yeah, no, yeah, I have because of roadkill, but like I don't like the up close smell, but just like I don't know, I can't explain it. I just,
because it smells like marijuana.
Yeah, see, I kind of like, okay, that. I'm all for
but
it.
But it doesn't though, because I don't bake, mind baby. The smell. I don't mind the smell of weed, but this smells like burnt rubber when it gets in your nostril hairs.
Yeah,
like. TMI, but we had to like go in and like shave our nostril hairs because it was that, like I swore it was like embedded in our noses.
Oh.
So they've had about 6 baths since Saturday. It's Wednesday. And the baking soda peroxide Dawn dish soap thing, it worked, but I'm like, my mom's like, we have to do it again. I was like, this is like, it's probably not hurting them, obviously, but it's going to dry their skin out. And I'm like, you know, just let's just leave it and see if it eventually goes away. Like, it's not terrible. It's only when you get up close to them that you can really smell it. But
yeah.
Okay.
You guys, it was a total shit show. And if that ever happens again, I'm, mark my words, my ass is moving back to the city.
Not that.
I'm just done.
Not that. I'm discounting your experience and your journey that you've been on this weekend. But when you say things like, I'm ready to move back to the city, like, you're in the fucking city, Nicole. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, I want to take you to my hometown where I grew up with 1,000, population was 1,000. And let you realize, like, because you're just like, I'm we got all this wildlife, but you're still in the city. Like, literally, you can see giant airplanes flying over your house, and there is like a huge interstate, like a couple blocks away.
Wait, you couldn't see airplanes from where you lived?
No, because they were like 40,000 feet. Like, you can actually like visibly see the windows on an airplane at your house. Wow. At my house, I could see like the trail. But no, like,
that's funny. You're right. I'm only like 45 minutes from the city.
This reminds me of our first episode.
Do you have high speed internet? Like,
you're like, I'm a country girl.
I do.
How cute. Move
to the middle of nowhere, they said.
I'm a country girl. Have you peed outside? Outside? On the ground?
On the ground? No.
What's a tick?
Oh God.
Oh, but
listen.
Yeah.
All right. I have all the things. We've seen deer. We've seen raccoons. We've seen skunk, and other things. Squirrels. But yeah. So I don't know.
Did
that's,
you ever
that's
try
pretty
tomato?
Much...
Tomato sauce? Isn't that supposed to get skunk out?
Okay, I think I may have heard that, but I didn't read that.
It's a myth. Like,
it's a myth.
It helps, but it doesn't. Because, like, with the baking soda and the hydrogen peroxide, there's something on a chemical level that, like, decomposes or something, the smell. Not decomposes, like, you know.
Dissipates.
Breaks it down.
Yeah, it, like, breaks down, like, the chemicals in the spray. So that's why that mixture is used. But,
yeah, because this happened to Coopy and Leo just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it did. But, like, they didn't get a full spray. It sounds like your dog's got, like, showered in skunk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My dogs, they were close enough to only get, like, their heads sprayed. So that sucked. I mean, no, I think their bodies got, like, a little bit of residual, but it wasn't, like, they weren't very close to the skunk. And we did that mixture. On Cooper, the first time we did it, it was perfect. We did it once on both of them, and Leo, the smell lingered. And it still is kind of there if you really sniff. Yeah. So, but I think if you do the bath with that one more time, I think it would help. And then do conditioner after for their skin.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, not that you need me to tell you what to do, because I've lived here much, much less time than you, but...
No, but I mean, hey, you've experienced it with much hairier dogs. I mean, that's what I was kind of thankful for. It's like, good thing that they're short hair.
Yeah.
Because the long curly hair has to be, ooh, tragic.
Yeah, it was a bit of a scene. Yeah.
Did your house smell like it? Did they come inside?
We just washed them as soon as they came inside with it. Okay. And then it was... good enough. It was deodorized enough that they could be around us, but you know,
okay,
it lingered on them for a couple of days, and then Leo, it lingered for longer. But that smell is so bad. It stinks so bad. It like hurts. Yeah.
Anyway, that's been the highlight of my week. And I bought these charcoal bags because charcoal is supposed to be super odor absorbing, and I put them on my stairs to my basement because it's like Berber carpeting, and the skunk sprayed them and then didn't want to go anywhere. It was like lingering around the back doors. So they had to give them a bath, but our dogs are too big, like they don't go in our bathtubs, so we bathe them outside with the hose.
Yeah.
And it's like we couldn't because the skunk was still there, and my mom didn't want them going on the new carpet, so she put them downstairs. So like the stairs kind of smelled like it a little bit. It's just been like a week of how to get skunk smell out of XYZ googling.
It makes me a little nervous if a skunk was that active around your house in the daytime though, because usually that's like an indication of rabies, like that they could be infected with rabies. Like, if you see raccoons in, like, a heavily populated area in daylight, or if you see skunks, I always grew up being told to like stay away from them. And I actually had a situation when I was younger and I saw a raccoon in our town, and then I watched a cop shoot it, and the cop didn't even like,
oh my God.
Yeah. It was traumatizing because like to me, I didn't know what a raccoon was. And then my parents had to explain to me that like if a raccoon or a skunk, like a nocturnal type animal, is like very active in like populized areas in daylight, it's probably sick with something. I don't know. So,
well,
that's really sad.
That's scary.
It was awful.
Yeah. They didn't get bit, but I did read that most of the time your dogs will get bit like before they get sprayed, because like they'll bite before they spray apparently, but they didn't get bit. Like we checked them pretty thoroughly, and Mia was outside the whole time. Poor thing. She was on the swings when this happened, and she was like the one pulling them back. My mom was upstairs, so she like kind of was traumatized by it. But yeah, so luckily they didn't get bit, but I mean, they have their rabies shots, but still, that's really scary.
Well, yeah, because like if an animal like that bites your dog, then I think your action is you have to kill that animal because they need to test it to see if it does have rabies, or else you have to go through the whole process of like doing the rabies administration or whatever. But oof.
Yeah.
I'm glad they didn't get bit.
Like, this is so sad, but like if you didn't have a firearm, how could you even kill it? Like, you'd have to, like, what a horrible, horrible, horrible thing. Oh my gosh.
Like, how would you be able to do that? Like, even if I had a gun, I wouldn't be, I don't think I'd be able to. Unless it was physically attacking my dog, then obviously I'd be able to, because I'd feel worse for my dog. But,
yeah.
Like, if it was just sitting there, I don't know if I'd be able to shoot an animal. Like,
No way. I don't think I could do that either. No, just the thought of roadkill like hurts my heart so much. So much.
Yeah. Memories.
We talk about it way too much. But I'm just every episode we mention roadkill. Like somebody actually DM'd me and said that they were like really disappointed that I like laugh about it. They're like, I really thought that you were better than that or something. And I was like, people cope with things differently. Like obviously I'm horrified that I killed this animal. Like I did that. I'm impeding on their space. Like I feel horrible, and like
but this is also something that happens in the country. Like it's not something that you're doing on purpose. Then animals running out in front of your car,
like, what am I gonna do? Like it's safer to hit it than to swerve. Like either they die or I die, you know. It's like I mean, I'm gonna do my best not to, but like Columbia, I'm just so upset because like it'll be in town and there's a deer lying on the side of the road for weeks. It'll go into a skeleton before they pick it up. Like it's disgusting. It's so horrible. Like the city of Columbia is not going to listen to me. They don't care about me, but like it's horrifying and I would love to like write a letter. Like call my representative and be like, what the hell? Like this is horrible.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
In town. Like, I guess in the country, whatever. But, like, in town, like, on major intersections, there's just a deer there for weeks. Like, come on. That has to be the health hazard.
Yeah.
Ugh, how horrible. Anyway. Ugh. Okay. Moving on.
But also that someone would DM you and be like, why are you laughing about... Clearly, they don't know us, and they don't know the kind of person you are.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. I'm sorry if you're that person and you're listening, but that was a dumb DM.
It's anyway, it's just, I don't know, I think that it's so easy to think that we know more about people on the internet than we do. I think that's what a result of, you know, like
For sure.
They weren't mean, it's just it was a message that was like, you just don't know me at all, and I think that you think you do, and like that's okay because that's what the internet is making you think, but you don't know my heart and my intentions at all.
Right.
At all.
Oh, yeah.
So
I could go on and on and on about this.
Yeah.
Because
it's hard.
You think about it. Like, we all watch influencers. I still can't wrap my head around the fact that, like, we are influencers. But, like, we watch bigger channels and influencers with a bigger following. And I think about them, and I think about how much I know of their life because they're so candid online. And then I still can't think of myself messaging them being like, well, why would you do that? Like questioning them or judging them for something that they're doing. It's like, I don't know the whole story as much as I think I do, you know?
It's a hard situation. I don't know. Like, sometimes it's annoying, but other times I'm like, yeah, I understand why you think that you know me, but you don't. Because, like, I've felt that way about creators, so it's not like I'm like, you're dumb. So, yeah. I don't know. I have empathy, but it's also, like, it's annoying when it happens to you, because it's like, I'm not laughing at death. Like, it's not...
Right.
You know, it's not... I don't know. And it was a random DM. They've never DM'd me before. I don't know. Obviously, they listen to the podcast. I don't know. Maybe they don't. I honestly don't know. But...
Yeah, because we talk about it a lot on the podcast.
I don't know why it always comes up. And, like, we laugh, but, like, just want to make it obvious to everybody. Like, we don't think it's funny. It's just... No. Yeah, people cope with things differently.
I'm quite traumatized by... roadkill, to be honest. It's the reason I don't want to drive at night, so.
I wonder if there's like a correlation between a personality type and people who feel the need to like speak truth, I'm doing air quotes, into somebody's life, because like you just said, Nicole, I cannot think of a time where I like commented on somebody's, even when I wasn't even on the internet, like when I was just like a fan of somebody and commented, been like, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do this, like I would never. I don't know. Mm-mm. Maybe I have, and I just, like, forgot about it, but it just seems like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't think of a time I ever did.
Yeah. Sometimes it's helpful, and sometimes it's not. So I don't want to be caught on the not helpful side of that, so I'm just not going to. Like, they'll figure it out. There's so many other... It's like, what's that thing where it's like, oh, somebody else will call 911.
Group think.
Yeah. It's like that. Yeah, group think. Like, somebody else will let them know. I don't need to tell them. But we should get to the topic, because we're 40 minutes in. We're about to we're heating on chatty episode territory here.
Is this surprising though? Let's be real.
No,
okay.
It's a slippery slope. Like, we did that one chatty episode, and now we're like, let's just do a chatty episode. Like every week, we're like, no, we have to.
This is how it goes. It's usually us getting on a call. And me being like, so what are we going to talk about today, guys? And, you know, we're thinking about it. We're going back and forth with topics. And I'm like, let's just chat. And Becca's like, no, we need a topic. Okay, let's stay focused. And I'm like, okay. But people want to hear the chats. I'm just kidding.
It's my job to keep the focus. What is it? Our niche, we still gotta have a little contribution to the niche, I guess. Although, I don't think I've ever listened to a podcast where three people just chat on and they just don't talk about anything in specific, just whatever comes up.
I don't think so either. Let's start that. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what our intros are.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really long, but too.
Usually they, like, get to the topic eventually. Like, My Favorite Murder is, like, infamous for having like an hour intro. I used to hate it, and then I'm like, oh, okay, it's kind of fun.
That's weird that you bring that up, not to keep on with this chat, but I used to hate it too when I first started listening to them, and I was skipping, dare I say, skipping. And now I really like it.
The real
so
episode
I feel like,
starts,
you know,
at 59 minutes and 43 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll timestamp, maybe not.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Today's episode, we're talking about what I said earlier, if you were there for the beginning, if you skipped over it, we're talking about...
Skippers, welcome back.
Our favorite plant destinations. So, okay, can I start?
Yeah.
I have always wanted to go to Brazil. Like, it's my number one plant destination before I was even into plants. Like, complete plant blindness, Nicole. Wanted to go to Brazil just because I thought it was so beautiful. And now that I think about it, I'm like, well, obviously it was because of the rainforest and just like how gorgeous it is there. And I was always secretly obsessed with the Christ the Redeemer statue for some weird reason. I don't know why. I just think it's this like beautiful thing. And it's just gigantic, and it's on the top of a mountain. It's just crazy, crazy. But anyway, I've always wanted to go to Brazil, and me and my sister were going to go 1 year. I think we were like 22, and we were planning a trip together. And my mom had a travel agent that she used numerous times before, just because she just didn't know how to book travel herself, bless her heart. So she would use a travel agent. I wonder if travel agents are still like brick and mortar, like if they're still around.
Oh my gosh, I've never seen one.
Not brick and mortar though, but I think, yeah, I used a travel agent for my Walt Disney World trip.
Okay. So we went in, we had this consultation, we're sitting at the desk and she's like, where do you want to go? You know, we're like, we want to go to Brazil. And she looked at us and she was like, no, you don't. I'm like, why? She totally shot that dream to shit because apparently it was just like really dangerous. We're 22-year-old young women. And she was like, you won't be able to leave the resort. And I'm like, is it really that bad? Like, what? So unfortunately, someone else took that dream away from us. And I think we went to Florida. It was anyway.
You can go now.
Yeah.
Go to Brazil. Like, go to Rio. Ooh, how fun.
Yes. Rio de Janeiro. But like the rainforest, when I think of Brazil, I think of like the most beautiful rainforest on the planet. Mm-hmm. Right? And I don't know. Like, I really do. It's definitely a bucket list place. Like, I have to get there before the end of my life, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever been?
I've never been to South America, but I would love to. It, like, for so long, I was always like, Europe, Europe, Europe. But there's so many other places. Like, so many cool places in Asia, so many cool places in South America. So I need to broaden my horizons.
Yeah. So that would be my ultimate planty destination, the Brazil rainforest, for sure. I just don't know, like, there would probably be a lot of prep in going there, right? Like, you'd probably have to get a number of vaccinations. Like, aren't there some pretty crazy, like, insects out there?
Yeah. I don't know if malaria is around there. Probably.
I don't know. I know nothing about it. I'm just assuming.
You'd basically be going, like, to the Amazon, right? Like, the Amazon.
Yeah.
River area. I know nothing about Brazil. Sorry if you're Brazilian and you're just hating us right now.
You're right.
Yeah, I think you would probably just go like the Amazon. There's lots of stuff. Well, that would be such a cool trip. So cool.
I don't know anybody.
Yeah, don't pee in the water.
Oh, don't pee in the water. Oh, God.
Those things swim up the stream.
Yikes. She wouldn't even pee outside. I don't think she would be peeing in the water.
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably be like, my body temperature would be like 150 degrees, but I'd probably be covered in like neck to toe down to my wrists in clothing, like terrified of getting bit by something. But it'd be worth it, you know?
Yeah.
To see those plants. Ugh, to see those plants.
Yeah. I think for me, it's Costa Rica. Like, fully. Yeah. Costa Rica is the most biodiverse country in the world. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
And you've never been to Costa Rica?
No, I've never been. My parents have been, though, and they said it was incredible. Like, in this small little country, there's more biodiversity than anywhere else in the world. So, and they have like they have a cloud forest. Oh, gosh.
I've always wanted to go because it's like mountains, beach, forest, jungle. It's just like, what the heck?
And it's not that far. Like, not that far.
Yeah.
My friend went there, I think on her honeymoon. Yeah, I think she went on her honeymoon. And she stayed at a beautiful place, and she still talks about how amazing it was. And she's not even into plants, but I mean,
yeah. I feel like you can't go to a place like that and not notice the plants. You know, like even a plant blind person would go there and be like, "Yeah, this is cool."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my answer, Adam.
Costa Rica. Nice. What about you, Adam?
I okay. if we're going to take my fear of flying and the length of travel out of the whole equation, we're just going to act like I love getting on airplanes and going wherever. I would for sure say Thailand. Like Thailand,
oh, gosh,
the
yes.
Philippines, Malaysia, Borneo, like all of those and that like area, because that's where like all of our Hoya, well, not all of our Hoya, but a good chunk of our Hoya come from.
Okay, Bailey Sarian. Do you guys watch or listen to Bailey Sarian? I've talked about her a couple of times.
You talk about her all the time. But yeah, I don't watch her.
All the time. She's in Bora Bora right now.
With that's the overwater bungalows. I have always wanted to stay in one of those.
They're that's so Tahiti, expensive, right? Dude.
They are. I have looked up Bora Bora a lot. But then the fact that you have to like take a tiny plane to get there, I'm like, no, thank you.
Oh
yeah,
those bungalows are so expensive. We wanted to do that for our honeymoon, but we were like, no, not even for that. Not even for that. It would be like 10 grand for like a week. It's like, no.
And that's like basic.
Yeah, that's like the most basic room, but it's so freaking cool. That's like a bucket list thing.
Yeah, that is a bucket list. But yeah, I just want to see a Hoya in the wild. They're not obviously in the wild in the U.S. I mean, I really mean in the wild. Not that you have it planted outside and it's growing up your house, but like where it originated from. I think that would just be so
Can
cool.
I come over?
Yeah. You want to go to their hometown.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Hometown date.
I did have the chance to go to Thailand quite a few years ago, like 7 years ago, and I bailed just because... It was after that Malaysian flight just like disappeared from the world, still to not have been found.
What? And I was that's like, a thing?
Yeah. Yes. There was
scary
a Malaysian air flight that like literally just disappeared and they've never found it. And it was
nothing of it.
And a month after that, that's when I was like offered a trip to Thailand. And I just like, I couldn't do it because my fear of flying was like at all time high.
You know the currency out there, like it's really cheap to go to Thailand too. Like to stay in Thailand, I think is like super. I remember this apartment we used to live in, our landlord went there and he stayed there for like a month and he talked about how he only spent like $500 and he did like everything.
Wow.
I was like, okay.
Okay. But yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
That is wild. You know, I'm stuck on this flight. I'm sorry. This is the first time I've ever heard of this. Like,
really?
How can...
Look it up. It's wild.
Yeah, I'm going to look this up. When stuff like that occurs, though, Oh, uh-oh. Dear. Oh, okay. Sorry. I think Dan was trying to call me, but it didn't go through. My belief in extraterrestrials grows even more. Because I'm like,
yeah,
that would be a great explanation. I think it's naive to think that there is... Oh, gosh. Okay, Dan's calling me.
Okay.
Hold on. I was going to say, I think it's naive to not believe in extraterrestrials, but that's just my opinion. Okay, hold on.
Same opinion.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Same opinion. I mean, Jay's a huge advocate on extraterrestrials.
Yeah.
He watches all the alien things, and... Yeah, there's a lot of things that I'm like, oh, yeah, that could totally be true.
I just think it's very, like Becca was just saying, I think it's very naive to think that, like, in this giant universe, which the Earth and our solar system and our galaxy is just, like, the pinhead of this entire universe or whatever, that we're the only life form that exists. Like, that seems just very ethnocentric, like Americans being like, we're the best.
We're the only ones.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
for sure. Or like the Mormon religion that's like everything is American centered. Like, there's a whole world out there, even just on this planet. Yeah. So, you're probably wrong. Hashtag Jesus. Jesus isn't white.
Seriously. Number
Sorry.
One thing.
The man interrupts me literally every time we record. I don't know how he does it.
He
has spidey senses.
Cute. He does.
So I answered the phone. You're going to hear the phone call. And he goes, hey, how come you do the same greeting for everyone who calls you? You just say, hello. Hello. And he like, I was like, what? What are you talking about? Like, I just say hello. Like, I'm answering the phone. He's like, I want my own greeting. I was like, okay. You come up with that.
Hey, baby.
Does he want you to be like, hey babe?
Baby.
Maybe. I guess
hello,
I do.
Hello, my sun
like...
and my moon.
They're going to leave it at
I
my
say
son.
Hello?
Like, mommy issues. gross. Okay.
Aliens. So this flight.
All right.
I think more information has come out about this flight, but they still have never found it. But it seems, from what I remember, because Steve watches this crap all the time, it seems like the pilot climbed to an altitude where it basically and cut off oxygen for the rest of the cabin. So basically everyone was either passed out or dead. But the pilots have like special like oxygen tanks. So it's like the plane, like he like intentionally climbed to kill everyone on board and then flew around for like another 7 hours and then it just disappeared.
Can I just say though that if I'm gonna die in a plane, let it be like from me passing out due to lack of oxygen. Like let that be the way it goes down, you know? So
guys, I'm flying tomorrow. I don't want to talk about it and I brought it up.
Shit.
Oh,
sorry.
God.
No, it's
wait,
fine.
But
I forgot.
Like, wait, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay, wait. Do you really want to be done or can I ask one question?
You can ask. Yeah, we can talk about
I'll,
it.
I'll respect your boundary. do you think maybe he just like took the plane so high up in the air that it just burnt up in the sun? And is that even possible?
I don't know.
And then like the ashes. Okay, no, no. Somebody's definitely thought of that if that's even possible. I doubt it's possible or else somebody would have said that. Somebody much smarter
I would
than
think
me.
That,
yeah.
I would think that before it like burnt up or exploded, the mechanics would just fail, like from the altitude or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That is
sorry,
so
Adam.
Wild.
I totally forgot you're flying tomorrow.
That's why whenever I fly, I kind of just like I want to see the pilot and just be like, "How's your life going? Like,
me too.
Are you happy today? Like on this chart of faces, which one are you today? Like,
big smile or kind of frustrated, a little tired? Are you okay?
Are you here or are you here?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You know in that's Friends with Benefits how the guy is like, have you guys seen Friends with Benefits with Justin Timberlake?
Yeah.
How like his like shtick throughout the movie is like, oh, that one pilot who's a hero like didn't really save anybody, the plane landed itself, like so maybe that's some consolation. Like I feel like the planes are pretty
planes fly themselves,
pretty self-reliant.
Yeah.
Steve's got you covered in this department, Adam.
It does make me happy to know that he's, like, literally watching every second. And he does. Like.
That is, like, setting expectations pretty high. Because when I went and flew, like, I was like, is Daniel going to do that? And I'm like, no, he's not going to do that, Becca. Like, don't even, like, get that expectation in your head. Like, he's not going to do that.
Like, usually...
No way is Jay doing that either.
Usually when I turn my phone off of, like, airplane mode to text Steve, hey, I landed, I'll get a text message from him that says... Welcome to wherever. Like, he already knows that I've landed.
Oh my God, I love that.
That
so
is such
much.
Like a sweet, like, how does somebody tell you they love you without saying that they love you? Like,
yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Tell me you're amazing without telling me you're amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So that's our number one travel destinations. Sorry, I just took over. Nicole, this is your ship. You're flying the plane today, not me.
I don't want to fly the plane.
Well, Nicole, on a scale of one to this on this faces, how are you feeling? if you're flying, I need to know.
Okay, so on the same, you know, thought of flying planes, let's talk about flying with our plants, shall we? Mm-hmm. So, okay, when you're on vacation, you know, you want to purchase some plants. Maybe this town has a great couple of plant shops that you've researched and you want to visit. And you're like, crap, but I'm flying and I only have this one suitcase. Well, here's what I do. I pack one item of clothing for every single day of the week. Like, I wear that every single day of the week.
Little Mermaid
so
t-shirt.
That I have all this... I'm wearing it today. So I have all of this room in my suitcase for plants. And that's what I do. No, but I mean, like, you can travel with pretty much any plant. And I had a lot of people reach out to me actually when I was flying back and forth to Arizona a lot, because I would literally bring a cactus back with me every time I went to Arizona.
Yeah.
And they were like, I didn't know you can fly with cactus because I guess they considered them a weapon because they're so sharp and like TSA is digging around in your bag. But as long as you tell them like, hey, I have a cactus in there, they'll be like, okay, you know. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, like, they can, it comes up pretty clear on the scanner that there's a plant in there, but they always check my bag and they're always kind of just like, you know,
yeah,
tiptoeing in there.
Yeah. TSA actually put out an Instagram thing that said, it was like a FAQ. If you don't follow TSA on Instagram, you should.
Because it's so super
funny. They're yeah. funny. Like, I was not expecting that.
Oh, I didn't know this. I'm going to follow them now.
Yeah. They have a post on their page and it was like, yeah, you can fly with plants as your carry-on in your bag, like whatever. So you can look at their Instagram and look at that. But I've also flown with plants a bunch. And I've put them, I've never actually put them in my suitcase, though. I've always just carried them on. And mm-hmm. I did get some interesting looks, like this one time when I brought back a huge alocasia from Florida. I got looks, but nobody was like questioning me. They were just like, what's going on here?
Wait, I have a question about that, though, yeah. while we're on that topic, because I was hoping you were going to bring that up. Where did it go? Where did the plant go? Did you you didn't check it in, obviously. Did it? And it didn't go in the above carry, like the carry-on bins.
Yeah, okay. I thought you meant like for now. I'm like, that's so insensitive. No. It's dead, Nicole.
I know it's dead. I wasn't asking that.
No, okay. So I just put it underneath my seat.
The personal, like, as a by personal my feet. Item.
Yeah. Yeah, as my personal item. Yeah. So you do have to do a little bit of sacrificing here. You know, you can, you get your carry-on plus your personal item. So mm-hmm. for this particular trip, I was traveling with other people, so I was able to just toss off one of my bags on them. So okay. yeah, if that's if you're wanting to do it that way. But I've seen people like straight up bring a box of plants to the airport and check it. So, you know, check with the airline, of course, to see how much that would cost. But I've seen people do that too. And you'd probably want to package it like you would if you're shipping it, because it's going to be tossed around. Say it's fragile. But I've always just carried the plants on and hoped for the best, you know. Put them under the seat. I made sure that they were secure and that the soil wouldn't fly out if it went upside down or something. So, you know, tissue paper, tape on the soil, or just remove the soil, whatever works. Yeah. But I think that we should clarify. Earlier, we were talking about our dream destinations, but that isn't necessarily like we would go plant shopping there and bring them back, because there's a such thing as like phytosanitary laws.
Right.
And you'd have to, or not phytosanitary laws, like fish, not fish. What? Why did USDA? I just say the word fish? Yeah, FDA. Was that what you just said? FDA?
USDA, I don't know. There's some kind of agency that's saying, basically, you can do USDA. The plants within the, you can do the plants within the continental U.S., but like if you're crossing borders, you cannot do that.
Yeah. Okay. Legally. Right. Like, I've heard between Canada and the U.S., it depends on the border agent. That's what I've. Hey. I'm not crossing that border, but I've heard that Hawaii and continental U.S. is pretty strict on the soil. And it's, most of these laws are because of the soil. It's not necessarily the plant. It's the soil, usually.
Okay.
So, like...
Which is why plants that are shipped from, like, internationally don't have soil.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's why the De La Tanks cannot be sold internationally as well. Because we'd have to get, like, probably somebody to make it there, and then it wouldn't be the tank's product. It would be just like a replica, which isn't really.
So what this is me being very ignorant to like all of this like why that is. What is it about the soil? Are they afraid that something's in the soil, or is it just about soil from another country coming into America? Like, what?
I think it's bugs, insects, like stuff like that that could be traveling in the soil. I don't think it's the actual dirt itself. It's just like that it's like a great host for those things, like such small micro bugs and insects as well. I think it's I think that's the issue. That's why there's like scent bare root. There's an insect right now that is out and about that's horrible. It's kind of pretty. It's like a lantern fly,
the
or
lantern
something.
Moth or whatever.
Have you seen that?
I haven't.
Yeah, that one came in like unauthorized. Like, it's, they don't want it here because it ruins everything.
Oh, shit. Like the Japanese beetle?
Yeah. God. I don't know the ins and outs of the lantern moth, but I do know that I've seen a ton of people be like, if you see this bug, kill it. Like, don't feel bad. Just kill it. Because it's not supposed to be here, and it's going to, like, ruin things.
Decimate.
So, yeah. So, that's, you know, it would be fun to do, like, a super, like, I don't know, formal episode about that and, like, maybe bring in. It would be so cool to have somebody from, like, the USDA come in and, like, explain all of that.
Like, the history of where the phytosanitary came from and, like,
Yeah, that would be so cool.
We gotta find someone.
Yeah.
If you work for the USDA.
Yeah, if there's anybody out there. I don't know why they would want that, but, like, imagine doing, like, a sponsorship with the USDA. Like, that'd be so freaking sick.
Big time.
Yeah. So that's something that I wanted to make sure that we made clear. Like, you can get a phytosanitary certification as an individual, but it's expensive. But you need to have that before you bring in plants from another country. So, like, it's possible, but it's expensive. So, you know.
Right.
So we're talking about traveling within the U.S. now.
Domestically. Yeah, sorry, I should have specified that, but thank you for clarifying for sure.
Oh, yeah. No worries.
Not bringing my scissors to Brazil, folks. Yeah. It's fine. Calm down.
Oh, and there's even some states that have regulations, like California.
Oh, yeah. Like, there's Arizona, too, right?
Probably Arizona, yeah. There's some shops that don't ship to Arizona and California because they're major producers of, like, a ton of food. So, you know, sometimes there's that, too.
I will say this is something that I thought about because a lot of people, like, especially even on my moving with plants vlog on YouTube, I still get comments of, like, isn't that illegal to take plants? And I get comments in real life of people like, you brought 150 plants to Arizona, that's illegal. And it's not. If you look at the rules, it all states, like, if it's in your personal collection, there's no issues across any state lines. But if you're bringing something from a nursery or a commercially operated, like, if I bought a tree from a nursery and thought I would haul it into Arizona, that's illegal. But, like, if I if I have it in my own potting medium that I've mixed, then it's not illegal. But a lot
of, so if you went to, if you, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No,
if you go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I tried to buy Hoya from a certain nursery, Gardino's in Florida, and they won't ship to the Arizona because they're a commercial nursery and they have to have a special certification. And if they don't have that certification, then the plants have to be shipped to, like, a processing site where they have to be inspected and then they can be sent to me. So they just don't even deal with any of it.
So what's that big show in Florida that everybody was talking about going to?
International Aeroid Society.
Yeah.
Show.
IAS or whatever. If you went to that, you couldn't bring a bunch of plants back with you?
Yeah, I think you could. Because a lot of the times the plants at the IAS are, like, kind of bare root or in spag kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Because the sellers come from, like, international places.
Oh, yeah.
Not all the time. Duh. But I don't know. Then there's a lot of, like, how would anyone even know as well? I don't know. Like, I feel like so many things get swept under the rug without you even knowing. Like, maybe that is illegal, but, like, no one would ever even think to ask. Right? Like, I don't know. Yeah, is somebody going to be, like, inspecting? I don't know. Like, how would, I don't know. We're not, like, legal people, USDA, but, like, I don't know. I've never had issues.
I wonder if there's people out there that work for the USDA or, you know, there must be that research that stuff.
Yeah.
Online.
I mean, I know there's
and try to find
there's
people.
Like, California has some checkpoints, although I've been to California a couple times and I've never had to go through them, you know.
Yeah. They just ask you if you're bringing in any fruit, and they just ask. Nobody's inspecting anything. They're going off of you being honest. Which is,
it's
like,
it's kind of like when you fly out of the country, like those international cards that you get on the airplane that are like, are you carrying this, that, or the other, and you have to
make your
check yes or no. Well, if I check no, then are you checking me?
Yeah. Okay, but that's a funny thing with international shopping. Like, if you buy something internationally, you can declare it at the airport and get some money back. Like, the U.S. will pay the tax or something. Isn't that right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like liquor and cigarettes, but maybe not cigarettes, but liquor for sure.
When I went to Iceland too, like we bought a bunch of stuff because it was like obviously Iceland and cool. We bought like sweaters and a bunch of wool stuff and we declared it and then we got some money back. I don't know how or why.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know
like
that.
Maybe like $80. I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know. Somebody comment on our most recent post how that works. And then also, yeah. If you or someone you know has a connection with the USDA, also let us know.
I don't know. Should we?
Real quick, what are some things that you guys do when you travel? Like, okay, so you're going on vacation, but you want to look at plant shops. Like Google's mm-hmm. your best mm-hmm. bet, but also like crowdsourcing Instagram?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, there's this website. Somebody actually messaged me and asked if I had any recommendations for plant shops just in the United States because they're doing a road trip. And I was like, oh, that's so broad. I don't know what to say. And then I remembered my friend Christine from the Instagram account Work Hard, Plant Hard.
Mm-hmm.
She has a website, and on the website, she's compiled this huge blog. It's like a page on her site called Planty Places. So it's this huge blog of like just like an archive of plant shops in the United States, Arizona through whatever, you know, like A through Z, all the states. And there's a ton for California because that's where she's from. So she's been able to go to these places. But anytime, you know, she has an Instagram hashtag and I think also an Instagram page for this. We'll link some stuff in the show notes and maybe in our stories, but you can head over to that to get a lot of resources for basically somebody who's compiled a ton of crowdsourced plant shops.
Yeah.
From the community. Because sometimes when you're looking at Google, it's like, is this going to be a flower nursery or is this going to have a greenhouse for houseplants? You can't tell sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I was going to bring up too, because I feel like when I go to a different place, even like the far suburbs of Illinois, like since I've moved here, I've been kind of going to different places and like looking at plant shops in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like go to my maps and I type in nursery and I see what pops up.
Yeah.
You know, and then I kind of just research that place on its own. But referrals are the best, I feel, because... Mm-hmm. Other people like you are going to give you, other planty people are going to give you like the best advice on what's the plantiest place or like the place with the most tropicals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also Indoor Jungle Directory on another note, you know, you can go into the hashtags on Instagram, you know, Columbia Indoor Jungle, Phoenix Indoor Jungle, Tempe Indoor Jungle, whatever. And search up someone who's using the hashtag and see where they're shopping or even just send them a message. And then there's the Indoor Jungle Directory website where you can like go into a forum.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I've had people message me and just ask like, what are good plant shops locally if they're coming here for a vacation? And I'm always happy to share like the ones that I like or I've been to.
Yep.
So yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good way.
All right. Should we wrap it up? All right, guys. Thanks so much for joining us in today's episode. If you haven't already, be sure to be following us over on Instagram at Potted Together and YouTube Potted Together. We have a recent video that went up a couple weeks ago. If you missed that, be sure to check it out. It was a lot of fun doing that video. We need to do some more videos soon, so maybe we can talk about that.
Yeah, we need to do a video of all three of us live together. Not in person, because we can't, but like, you know. All three of us chatting at the same time.
Yeah, and then also, should we do a question?
We did get a question.
Okay.
We got one.
We did get one. Let's... Just a reminder, guys, if you have any questions for us... hold on one second. Oh, sorry. If you have any questions for us, feel free to email us pottedtogetherpodcast@gmail.com and then we'll try to answer one or two listener questions every week. Becca, do you want to read it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It says, this is from Don Meyer, who I think sent us a really sweet Instagram message as well. after one of our latest episodes. Okay. Hi, I so enjoy your podcast, even the non-planty chatty episodes. Thank you. So for my question, I received several Hoya cuttings, pubic calyx, or carnosa, not sure, in March of 2021. They finally started growing vines and leaves this summer. So will they continue growing through the winter like my pothos? Also, I have two leaves on the same node, but one is bigger and the other is tiny. Is that normal? Thanks and keep up the good work. And it looks like a carnosa.
Yeah. Maybe stardust. I don't know. I see some speckles, but carnosa nonetheless. Mm-hmm. Nonetheless. Question one, will they continue growing through winter?
I mean, I think they will.
Yeah. I mean, Hoya are one of my few plants that don't go into dormancy throughout the winter, especially if you have them under grow lights. Even if you don't, you might see some slowdown depending on how much light they're getting throughout the day, but Hoya do continue to grow for me.
Mm-hmm. It depends on the conditions. You know, if you're right, if they get confronted with cold weather in your house, if your house gets colder in the winter, they might not. Just depends on how, if they go into dormancy or not. But houseplants shouldn't go into like a super deep dormancy. Like, I still get a few leaves here and there over the winter. Not a ton, but
unless you're an alocasia, then you can just go straight to hell.
What'd you say, Nicole? Sorry.
I said unless you're an alocasia, but
yeah, that's okay. That's true. Yeah, I haven't really noticed Hoya going into dormancy, but I'm also in a place where it's sunnier. I did want to mention, because we didn't really talk about this before, but like, clean your windows, folks, inside and out when we're going into winter, because you're obviously going to have a lot less sunlight, and cleaning your windows will help the plants get as much as they can, because light's not going to refract off of like dust or any of that kind of stuff. So just while it's still fall temps and it's not miserable to be outside, just give everything a wipe down inside and out, just to make sure you're prepared for winter and your plants.
That's a good idea.
But the second question that she said is like, one leaf is different than the other, or different size than the other. And I find that that's semi-common, especially with like new rooted cuttings of Hoya, because Hoya, since there's two leaves on either node, I have a lot of Hoya that like one leaf grows and the other one dies. So it's just like that node has one leaf, and they don't develop at the same time. So one side could develop the leaf quicker, which is so strange and kind of cool to think about, and the other side might not. So the side that has a smaller leaf, maybe it had like really bright conditions and didn't need to produce a leaf that was large, or maybe it was too underwatered and it didn't have enough nutrients to like build a bigger leaf. But it's nothing to be worried about, as long as it doesn't like continually happen, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dawn, for writing in. Again, if you want to write to us, just be sure to send us an email. Email's easier than DMs. Sometimes we can get to all the DMs. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes they get hidden. Instagram's a weird place, guys. So just send us an email. And then don't forget to check out our latest post in today's post on Instagram. Comment, like, share, leave us a review, all of the things. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
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 Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.